In Ukraine, Russia says nearly 700 more Ukrainian fighters have surrendered at the steel plant outside Mariupol. They're being taken into Russian-controlled territory, and their fate remains unclear. Meanwhile, Sweden and Finland formally requested to join NATO today, further isolating Russia, and something Putin had tried to deter by launching the war against Ukraine. Let's get the latest on all this from Sudarshan Raghavan. He's correspondent at large for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. He's reporting from eastern Ukraine, from Dnipro in eastern Ukraine. Sudarshan, welcome.
Great to be with you again, Anthony.
Let's start with the situation in Mariupol. We heard yesterday how Ukrainian forces, after holding the steelworks factory for weeks, finally surrendered to Russian forces. What's the latest that you're hearing today about the situation there?
So the Russian Defense Ministry indicated that they had roughly about 700 Ukrainian fighters had surrendered in the past 24 hours. It's unclear really what's going to happen to them. Mm. There's speculation that the Russians may use them or even try them for war crimes, while Ukrainians say they're hoping to do some sort of a prisoner swap. What could complicate matters is that the Ukrainians currently are actually putting on trial in Kyiv a Russian soldier who had shot a civilian. And so this might convince the Russians to do something similar with the soldiers that they have in their custody now.
I see. Complicated situation. So their fate remains unclear. Let me ask you a little bit more about the situation beyond Mariupol. Ukrainians managed to repel Russian forces from Kharkiv, and we heard yesterday that life has begun to return to some kind of normal there. How big a setback is that for the Russians?
Well, it is a setback, of course. I mean, they had initially tried to take over the capital, Kyiv, in the initial days of invasion, and that failed. And now the second largest city in Ukraine, a city that they've been bombarding for the past weeks, and they have now have been pushed back towards the Russian border. At the same time, you know, Russian forces are still close to certain areas around Kharkiv, and there is the possibility of them pushing in again. It's not a completely done deal, but definitely it is a setback. And more importantly, it's a psychological win for the Ukrainians. I mean, they're going to be carrying this confidence, this morale, a boost into other areas, particularly in the areas where I'm at now in eastern Ukraine, in the Donbas region, where the Russians are trying to take territory where I am.
I see. Well, let's talk about that because we're hearing that Dnipro was just hit by two missile strikes this morning. Tell us about what's going on there, how the city's been dealing with this latest attack.
Well, Dnipro is quite far from the front line. In fact, these missile strikes was a bit of a surprise. It's been really relatively quiet here for days now, certainly since I've arrived. We're not 100% sure where they hit. Some speculated it might have been a bridge, but it's unclear. But what's more significant is that the war right now is happening about 30 to 40 miles away from Dnipro. In fact, I was at one of these front lines just yesterday, and it was a seesawing conflict. You know, the Russians would push forward a bit, the Ukrainians would tactically retreat, and then they would reinforce and then prevent the Russians from moving forward, so that this front line has kind of been static. It's a much different war happening here than what happened in Kyiv, which I covered several weeks ago. Less urban warfare, much more artillery. The terrain is different. It's a lot of small villages and towns and open fields. That's where that stands.
Right. Meanwhile, Sudarshan, Finland and Sweden have now formally applied to become members of NATO. That's something they avoided throughout the Cold War. Russia has threatened retaliation as more of its neighbors turn to the West. I'm curious to know how Ukrainians, in the midst of a war with Russia, are reacting to this news. Are they reacting to this news? What are you hearing?
Well, definitely, you know, they see this positive because, you know, this is a, to them and to most people, they would look at this as a more deepening isolation of Russia. You now have two countries that for years, decades, sought neutrality, who are now so troubled by what the Russians are doing to Ukraine, so concerned that the Russians are a threat now along their own borders, that they've decided to reach out and join NATO. So, yeah, for the Ukrainians, it's another sign of support for the war for them.
Well, that's Siddharsan Raghavan. He's a correspondent at large for our editorial partners at The Washington Post. He's reporting from Dnipro in eastern Ukraine. Siddharsan, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.